Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
I want you to know that the mothership has landed.
It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
What's up, my brother? I want permission to come aboard the mothership.
Asking permission to join a sports talk spaceship? Well, we're all a little crazy. The mothership has connected.
The mothership. Let's come aboard.
Happy Monday to you, North America. The mothership has connected. Welcome aboard. It's the 4-hour cosmic cocktail party. DA with you from the CBS Sports Radio studios in New York, broadcasting to affiliates nationwide and north of the border. Anchorage to Atlanta, Seattle to St. Pete, Kalamazoo and Waterloo. Hey, you're on the air.
Hey, listening, D.A. Everything we saying, D.A. Everything.
And we come to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. Need to know what it takes for a home to fit your budget and your family? Well, Rocket can. Week 18, the NFL's regular season in the books. And now we have it all to dissect and discuss and analyze and criticize and applaud. Week 18, in many ways, lived up to the billing. One extra week meant one extra week of ridiculousness and absurdities, collapses, and those rising to the occasion. So we will discuss all of it coming up this morning here on the show. I mean all of it. So keep it locked. Coming up in 40 minutes, Momentous Monday, stories of inspiration around sports. In 20 minutes, your best audio of the day, including two coaches who may get the zig this week. Next hour, the Raiders and Chargers insanity last night. A tie would have put them both in. We debated this last week. Or one was going home. We got to an overtime and a final kick in overtime. And the teams did not play to a tie. If you're just waking up now, we have the field set and the Raiders are in with the overtime as time expired in the extra session field goal at Allegiant Stadium. Also, we'll talk about the Niners and their run of the second half of the season to make the postseason. The Steelers never said die, and they win their final 2 weeks to end up in the postseason as well. The Bills and Bills Mafia getting a home game. Joe Judge trying to get fired. The national championship game tonight. Quincy Carter's rescheduled for this morning in hour number four. And Amy Trask, NFL former executive and analyst for CBS Sports, will join us in hour number four. A dramatic reading of Meraz's hat journal from over the weekend with our very own Jacob Wilkins and the dramatic conclusion to the brouhaha. It's all this morning. Woo, baby. We are absolutely loaded today. Let us begin with the story of the day. The Indianapolis Colts knew they had a defense that could play with anybody, knew they had an offensive line that was one of the best in the NFL, knew they had an elite running back in Jonathan Taylor, and knew they had a coach that they liked. The Colts knew coming out of last season, the only thing that they really needed was an upgrade at quarterback. The Colts knew last offseason, if we can just solve our question under center that's been hampering this franchise since Andrew Luck decided to retire abruptly, we can be one of the best teams in football. And so they went out and they acquired Carson Wentz and they traded away a second-round draft pick that would become a one if A, Carson Wentz led them to the playoffs, or B, if he played 75% of the snaps, that becomes a first rounder. And from the Colts' perspective, hey, it makes sense. If we make the playoffs, gladly give up a one. It means that it worked. If we don't make the playoffs, but he plays 75% of the snaps, pretty much, it's proven it works. Guess what happened? The Colts missed the playoffs, and we still don't know if Carson Wentz is the answer. And they've still got to give up a number one draft pick. Yesterday, the line had opened, ballooned to 15.5 points. All the Colts needed to do yesterday was go to Jacksonville against a 2-14 Jaguars team that was skidding its way out of the season, had changed coaches, had an interim head coach, and had lost by 40 points the week before in Foxborough. All the Colts had to do was win a football game to be in and be playing in the postseason. And not only did they lose, but they got embarrassed. Not only did they lose, but the Colts had their worst day. Not only did they lose, but Carson Wentz was a puddle, an absolute puddle. And from the top on down, the Colts should be ashamed of themselves for yesterday's effort. It was a day when hundreds of Jaguars fans showed up in clown costumes because they were so upset at the organization. Yesterday should not have been a proud day for the Jaguars, a celebratory day. Yesterday was supposed to be their reckoning that they've been screwing around their fans for too long. And instead, the Colts, and specifically Carson Wentz, played right into their hands as the clowns themselves. All those Jags fans that showed up in red noses and face paint and wigs, they were actually there dressed up as Carson Wentz. How embarrassing was this? It is where we begin. Your cold open.
Fourth and goal for the Colts. Jacksonville leads this game 23-3. Colts haven't been in the end zone yet. We're nearing the 13-minute mark in the fourth. Taylor, the running back, under center. They hand it to Jonathan Taylor. Jonathan Taylor, he did not get there. The Jags have stuffed him again at the one-yard line.
It sucks, honestly. Walking off kind of in disbelief. It's hard to fully reflect on everything. Right now, it all happened so fast. But just even thinking back just to where we came from, dug ourselves out of a hole. You know, we're in control of our destiny. And then the last 2 weeks, just didn't get it done. And it hurts right now. A lot of reflection to come over the next handful of days, unfortunately. But, it's not a good feeling right now.
Amazing, sensational, dramatic, heart-rending.
It's DA's top story.
Here he goes.
It's your cold open.
Jaguars radio on the call. Carson Wentz after the absolute debacle. What can you say? First of all, good on the Jaguars. Good on Trevor Lawrence. Good on that team having fight in the final regular season game. And the history is startling. We talked about this last week. The Jaguars lose to everybody. The Jaguars in the last six seasons are 20 games under 500. You'd think it'd be more. And yet they're undefeated at home against the Colts. The Jaguars lose to everybody except at home to the Colts. It's outrageous. It's outrageous. They are 6-0 in the last 6 years against the Colts at home. Every year this happens. Okay, so let's dissect why. The offensive line for the Colts was terrible. That's supposed to be a strength of the team. They got blown up by the Jaguars' defensive line all day long. Trevor Lawrence also had his best day as a pro. You finally saw what the number one pick in the draft was supposed to look like. He made good throws, sharp throws, the right reads. He looked comfortable. He was in rhythm. He got in rhythm early. So props to the Jags, props to Trevor Lawrence, props to that pass rush. But you know what else happened? Carson Wentz was a nightmare. Carson Wentz is a nightmare yesterday. Okay, so he's under duress. He's probably going to get sacked. And what Wentz tries to do is flip the football forward with a little shovel pass. Up, that gets knocked out of his hands. That's a fumble back the other way. Recovered Jaguars. Then Carson Wentz tries to, not once but twice, shove passes in places that they don't belong and gets intercepted twice. That's at one point three Wentz turnovers, and the Colts had mustered 3 points total. And on top of that, getting blown up on fourth and goal with Jonathan Taylor, and you have yourself a recipe for disaster. The Colts should be humiliated. The Colts should be embarrassed. The Colts had it right there for themselves, and they completely gagged it away in every way imaginable. But the bigger picture is not just that they missed the postseason, because they could have been one and done. This is a team that was good enough to run roughshod all over the New England Patriots. This was a team good enough to win some big games this year. But their quarterback once again proves he's not ready for prime time. And let me tell you, if yesterday counted as a, quote, playoff game for Carson Wentz and he failed that test, that'd be the first playoff game of his career. You think that maybe he would have played in some games with the Eagles in the postseason? Oh, no. Remember, he's an MVP candidate in 2017 until he gets injured in December, early December. Foles takes over. He never sees the field in January. The following year, they make the playoffs again, remember. Again, he's injured and inactive. And those two playoff games, the double doink win against the Bears and then the near win at New Orleans, both quarterbacked by Nick Foles. And then in 2019, he also is still with the Eagles. And in the playoff game against the Seattle Seahawks, throws four passes. Four in that loss 17-9 in Philly. So you tell me, is Carson Wentz a playoff quarterback? Because that Philly game was started by Josh McCown, if you remember. Wentz, it's possible. Wentz was never ready for this moment. It's distinctly possible, even though he looked great in 2017, they would have never won the Super Bowl if he were the quarterback with the Eagles. And they had to have Big Bo Jackson, Nick. And let's face it. Yesterday, if you're a Colts fan, you're like, wait, we signed up for this? We've got this coming back next year? Because you have to. You traded away a first-round draft pick for him. So now you've got to run that back next year with Wentz again. I think there's blame to be had when it comes to Frank Reich. He's lost all these games in Jacksonville as well. There's blame on that offensive line. There's blame on that secondary for allowing Lawrence to look like that. But ultimately, the biggest blame was when push came to shove, Carson Wentz melted. That was shameful. Absolutely shameful. 15.5-point favorites, and you get drummed. I mean, at one point, it was 22-3, and you were 15.5-point favorites. We're off and running. Break it down. Week 18 of the NFL season. A lot of good endings, a lot of interesting matchups, a lot of interesting outcomes as well. 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227, or on Twitter, DA on CBS. Again, DA on CBS. If you are wondering, here is your playoff matchups, okay? As we walk into wild card weekend. By now, you know the Packers are the one seed. They have the bye in the NFC. The Titans are the one seed. They have the bye in the AFC. On Saturday, your first game of wild card weekend is Raiders in Cincinnati to take on the Bengals. Raiders in Cincinnati to take on the Bengals. Your late game, your night kickoff on Saturday is Bills Mafia's party. They get the Patriots back in their house to try to enact some revenge for the way that they embarrassingly lost that windy game on Monday night a couple of weeks ago. The Bills host the Patriots on Saturday night. On Sunday, the Eagles are the 7th seed in the NFC. They travel to the Bucs, who moved up to the 2 yesterday as the early kick on Sunday. The Niners get in with a win yesterday. They trailed 17-0 in their comeback against the Rams. They will travel to Dallas to take on the Cowboys in the middle game on Sunday. And then the Steelers somehow pull a miracle, find themselves in the playoffs yesterday. They'll go to Arrowhead in the 2-7 matchup in the AFC on Sunday night. Your Monday night game, remember there's a Monday night wild card game, is Cardinals and Rams from Los Angeles. That's your playoff matchups, wild card weekend. When we come back here on the show, we've got your sound check, your best audio of the day. There's two NFC coaches that may get the zig today, or will they?
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Plus, we hear from Darius Leonard, standout of the Colts, of how it felt to be embarrassed in Jacksonville. That's part of Soundcheck coming up here next. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
CBS presents this program in color.
An educated person can't think he's going to get a recruit by strippers coming in.
They can fire you, but they can't eat you.
And they run through our ass like through a tin horn, man, and we could not stop them.
The audio you need to hear. It's DA Soundcheck.
Remember that the DA show is always available in simulcast. Yes, you can watch the show at watchda.com. Again, that's watchda.com. Check us out. Watch us. That's mobile friendly. It's available on your phone. Of course, you can always listen to us as well on all of your traditional radio outlets, but you could watch the show at watchda.com, or you could watch us on Twitch. Go to the CBS Sports Radio channel there. We begin with Matt Rhule, who was asked after the game whether he expects to return or be fired this offseason, perhaps this week, because of another disappointing season in Carolina that had farther expectations, higher expectations than what they accomplished.
Every conversation I've had with him, he's been supportive. You know, I talked to him today before the game. We're talking about the offseason and, you know, things we have to do moving forward. I mean, since I took the job, we've had a plan. I'd like to be further ahead in the plan. No one likes the results that we have right now. You know, we've talked about it time and time again. We know the areas that we have to improve. You know, but I've never had a conversation about, you know, hey, you know, anything about my job status, you know, like, hey, that you're in peril or anything like that. It's always just been talking about football in the future. So I'll leave that to other people.
So that's Matt Rhule on his owner, David Tepper. I wouldn't fire Matt Rhule either, because you've handed him so much money and so much control. You're in with him. You're in bed with him. You've given him general manager control, huge contract, a long deal. So firing him after two seasons doesn't make any sense, honestly. Now, does he deserve a third season? I don't know, but you kind of made that bed when you signed him to that deal. If you're going to entrust somebody to make over your franchise, and you're going to entrust somebody to lead you in a direction and to define what your organization is going to look like, act like, play like, etc., then you've got to give them that time. And the Panthers were well below what we expected, and Matt Rhule has made a series of bad quarterbacking decisions. But you could also say, well, Christian McCaffrey was injured for much of this year, and if he can ever get a quarterback, it's a different story. It's hard to grade a guy out when they don't have a quarterback. The issue is that Matt Rhule's made those decisions. And so it's not easy to say, well, he's earned a third year. It's more like, you know, he got a third year when you signed him. And so you got to see it through. And I think that's the reality. Here is Colts linebacker Darius Leonard, one of the best defensive players of the NFL, after getting embarrassed yesterday in Jacksonville.
I'm just lost. I'm not looking for no other game. You know, doing this thing here, you know, you're tired of, you know, looking for help. Why are we looking for help when we can't help ourselves? You know, that's what I think about. You know, we go into a game, you know, this team is 2-4, and I'm not taking away anything from them. But how do we expect to win when, or want to be in, if we can't even beat the team we're supposed to beat? And that's what it is. So I just hope the guys really, if this is our last stop here, I just hope guys really, this offseason, just take the time and just realize what we had in front of us and let this feeling, you know, just burn through their heart and go out and have the best offseason possible and just train to be the best and, you know, just outwork absolutely everybody. That's the mindset that I'm going to tell the guys on whenever I can.
I think that's the right attitude from Darius Leonard, because remember, they didn't know they were eliminated when they first were coming off the football field. They knew that it was a win and in situation, but there was situations where they could get help and still back their way into the playoffs. And for Darius Leonard to understand this, hey, I can't think about us getting help because we couldn't even beat a 2-14 team. That's end of discussion right there. That's the period at the end of that sentence. Forget wanting help. You only had to beat a 2-14 team in week 17, or week 18 in this case. And not only could you not do it, you found yourselves down 22-3 in this game. Jonathan Taylor didn't even get in the end zone in this game. And there are historical comps where you get completely humiliated, big upset, and you find a way to use that as motivation the following season. I think back to 1996. When the Denver Broncos were the one seed, the wild card Jaguars came in. They were only an organization, a franchise, for three seasons at that point in time. Two seasons. And they went to Mile High, and they beat the number one seed Denver Broncos. The Broncos were humiliated. It was once again, John Elway can't win the big one. And they follow that up the following season by winning the Super Bowl. It helped them. Now, the difference is that Broncos team was good enough to be a one seed. This Colts team wasn't. And had a Hall of Fame quarterback under center. This Colts team doesn't have that. Finally, here's Mike Zimmer, head coach of the Vikings. Possible that he gets the zig today. As the Vikings yesterday, once again, wrap up a non-playoff campaign despite beating the Bears 31-17, Zimmer has a year of the buffoon moment.
No, I haven't heard anything about my job status. I haven't heard anything about yours either. Not my choice. Not my decision. Let's not go there today. We want to talk about it tomorrow. Let's talk about it tomorrow. But this isn't time to collect for 8 years.
Recollect. Recollect, Mike. Recollect. Not the time to recollect. Pete screwed me again.
Collect for 8 years.
What's the word?
Oh, no. Come on.
Come on, Pete. What's the word?
Collect.
Come on.
Recollect.
Oh, no.
Recollect.
No.
Collect.
Well, with a sharp mind like that and another non-playoff season, you could only understand why a supermodel that's on the cover of Maxim would be totally head over heels about him.
Get him out.
Well, she's out tomorrow if he gets fired today.
Okay, this is an interesting question, though. After the game, Kirk Cousins wanted nothing to do with supporting or endorsing Mike Zimmer. Avoided it like the plague. But Mike Zimmer is 16 games over 500 for his career. He's gone to the postseason three times with the Vikings, has made an NFC championship game, and the last two non-playoff seasons, he went 7-9 and 8-9. I mean, the Vikings are never 4-12. It's not a dumpster fire. I mean, think about this. Zimmer has coached 13-3, 11-5, 10-6, all playoff seasons. His non-playoff seasons are never that bad. 8-8, 8-7-1, 8-9, and 2-7-9s. Do I think Mike Zimmer can win you a Super Bowl? Absolutely not. I do not think Mike Zimmer is savvy enough to be able to win a Super Bowl. But he exists. He's basically the modern-day Jeff Fisher. He's never going to be so bad, but never going to be so good either. And so you exist in this uncomfortable gray area of a little bit better than average, a little bit worse than average, never terrible enough to make it an easy firing, but never inspired enough to say we got to keep this guy. Which, again, is why supermodels flock to him.
Collect.
So we had 500 Fisher, and now we have mediocre Mike.
Mediocre Mike? That's not bad, D.A. And you know what? Fisher made a Super Bowl. Zimmer has not.
That's true. And Zimmer is well over 500. He's 16 games over 500. And that's your sound check. Today is just such a huge day on so many levels. It feels almost cosmic that today is the day. We have the national championship game tonight. We have the brouhaha coming to a ha-ha head which we will all make our bets coming up later on to the show. And today is the day that Mraz dresses up as the Giant fan he truly is to be humiliated in the freezing cold weather. Andrew Bogish, you walked in from either the subway or the street level after parking this morning. Now, I realized that it was before 6 a.m. when we all got in here, but boy, it was dark and it was cold this morning.
Yeah, but I don't know if you noticed this. You probably didn't because you're not really good on weather things.
Right.
It is going to be dangerously cold here tomorrow.
Correct.
So much so, I considered texting you over the weekend to see if there was a sneaky way that we could delay this to tomorrow, where hypothermia would be in play as well for our fine blue-painted friend.
That's being a dirty fighter. That's not nice.
I didn't do it. I didn't do it for that exact reason. It was unnecessary. It's cold enough today. There was no need to be extra mean to you. Today will suffice.
Tomorrow, the high is going to be 15, I believe.
The high is 15.
High is 15.
Yeah.
And that's middle of the day.
Yeah.
And we were going to do this at 10 a.m. right after the show.
Right.
So it was probably going to be in the single digits tomorrow.
Yeah, because the cold comes in later today, tonight. So it's only going to get colder today, peaking tomorrow, or low, whatever the opposite of peaking is. But yeah, tomorrow is going to be dangerous. Like, you shouldn't be outside tomorrow with clothes on, let alone no clothes and body paint.
Our studios reside maybe three blocks from the Hudson River. And so that wind comes down through the Hudson Valley, down through the Hudson River, and snakes its way right through all these corridors of the big buildings in Lower Manhattan, which is where we are. And today that wind was whipping. And there's going to be up to 28-mile-an-hour winds, I believe, today. At 10 a.m. Eastern time, we are going to wrap up this show. Mraz is going to promptly take off his shirt. And we are told that there is a pair of...
What does that mean? The fake vomit that I'm going to take off my shirt.
That's exactly what it means.
Yeah, I mean,
it's not exactly the Mona Lisa when you unveil the...
I get it, but you know, a guy with a six-pack, you're not going... Egh.
Exactly.
So it's offensive.
It's like a city road.
Well, wait a second.
Listen, if the shirt doesn't fit...
Are you leaving
a beach if I'm laying next to you?
Are you mad at me for not being impressed by your naked physique?
No, I'm not saying, see, that's a polar opposite. I understand. I'm not impressed when I look in the mirror. But I don't think it's worthy of a, I mean, it could be worse.
Yeah, I mean, it could be worse.
It could be worse. You're right. It could be worse. It's just not going to be great, was my.
All right, sure.
Right. There could be an oil spill when you're on the beach.
It's going to look like a sack of oats.
It's offending oats.
You know what? Go back to the...
Didn't we have bag of pudding at one point?
A listener said that, yes. Big bag of pudding.
Ho, ho, ho.
Because he's not... Giant. It's not lumpy like oats would be. It's not like there's not little... I hope not.
It ain't smooth.
It isn't. I purposely didn't shave. I have a lot of stubble on my stomach and chest.
Not exactly a smooth operator.
We were told, we've been told, that both Foxy and Upside Down Mike are making their way to the studio approximately 10 a.m. Eastern time today from West Babylon because, of course, their schedules are jammed.
Another non-work day for Upside Down Mike.
Foxy now, Upside Down Mike, actually had real work to do with text to me just now.
Okay.
Whoa.
But Foxy's still coming.
Yes, Upside Down Mike, for the first time in months, got called to a real job site.
Okay. So,
are there bagpipes again today?
Who knows? Yeah, in my stomach.
So Foxy's going to make his way to the studio. Down on the street, Mraz is going to paint his body full blue. He's got the full blue body paint. Foxy's going to paint the back of him because none of us would be subject to such hideousness.
Damn right.
And Mraz will sit out there because the Giants were eliminated from the playoffs about 7 months ago. And he'll be out there today in the freezing cold apologizing to Giants fans for his misguided loyalty. The way that you could watch this, of course, we'll have video of this. I'm going to stream this live on Instagram. Okay, so if you follow me on Instagram, you'll see the watch live button at 10 a.m. Eastern time. So you can follow me at Damon Amendo because I was asked over the weekend, is there going to be live video of this? And I thought maybe we would just do film and then we would post that on social later, but people want to experience it in real time.
Now, will it be 10 a.m. or 10:15 because you have to nap first?
So at 10 a.m. Eastern time or thereabouts, follow me on Instagram for Instagram Live at Damon Amendo and watch the gruesomeness. And it's going to be cold. And you felt it out there today, Mraz. It was cold.
The wind was whipping when I parked my car, and it's not going to be good. I also forgot pants, so I'm wearing tights and shorts.
If you're operating any trucks or forklifts in the area, just stop for about 15 minutes.
And I also forgot a towel, which is going to make for a very bad ride home.
What do you mean you forgot pants?
Well, I meant to bring like warm flannel pants I had laid out, and I forgot to pack them. So all I have buried in the bottom of my bag is tights and gym shorts. And
under your jeans?
No, I don't want to wear my jeans because I don't want to get paint on them.
Oh, my. So yeah. You're only going to wear tights and gym shorts?
Yes.
And I hadn't thought about the post-game show.
Wow.
How are you getting home with the blue paint on your body?
Well, the plan was put towels down in my rent-a-car I'm currently in and maybe wash myself down with bringing a couple towels. I also had those laid out again because I got 2.5 hours sleep if the Chargers Raiders. I stumbled out the door and forgot those as well. So I'm going to get paint all over my rent-a-car and I'm sure I have to pay for that.
We should hose you down after this outside.
I've seen the guy cleaning the sidewalk. There is a hose and a spigot out there. We just need a broom.
This was also slightly an ill-fated decision by yours truly because we have so much to talk about today that we should have just played this until later in the week. But instead it was like, oh, the day after the season ends, Mraz is going to be out there on the street shirtless. It was like we had to jam everything into today. But makes it for a big day.
Big day.
Big day. Big day. AB is a kind sir. He has our headlines. Mr. Bogish, where to begin on a wild weekend?
It is all sponsored by Progressive. Drivers who switch and save with Progressive save over $700 on average. These idiots actually went to overtime last night.
Herbert has the snap. He's back to pass. Moving left. Fires. End zone. Caught. Touchdown. It's a touchdown. Mike Williams.
Ryan Radke on Westwood One. The PAT sent the Chargers and Raiders into overtime in Vegas. They just had to stay tied for 10 more minutes and both would be in the postseason. They continued to trade field goals. Then the Raiders kicked one more after LA head coach Brandon Staley called a timeout as if he wanted to get the ball back. So Vegas ran another play. Josh Jacobs got 10 yards, setting up that Daniel Carlson 47-yard field goal as time expired. The Raiders winning an epic 35-32 game to make the postseason and send the Chargers home. The Steelers instead get the final spot in the AFC. All of that possible because the idiot Colts lost in Jacksonville to start Sunday number 18. Derek Carr can't believe his team is still playing.
We went through some stuff, some refining, some hard times. But we locked the doors every day on Monday, and the people that were inside that building didn't stop believing, and it showed today.
So they held people hostage and won, and now they get to play.
Lock the doors of the building. What is that supposed to mean? No one's allowed out until you believe. Do you believe? No? Well, you'll stay here, GD, until you believe. We lock the doors. We lock the doors of the facility. Nope. Secretaries aren't allowed to leave. Janitors can't leave. Parking guys can't leave. We lock the doors.
It was a long 72 hours, but we got there by Thursday. Everyone believed.
We hold your hand over a flame until you believe.
Trust falls for everybody.
Trust falls.
So the Raiders now play in Cincinnati on Saturday, while KC will host Pittsburgh Sunday night. Pats Bills is also on Saturday. Eagles Bucks, Niners Cowboys on Sunday, and Cardinals Rams on the brand new Monday night wild card spot. The Titans claiming number one in the AFC, and that lone bye with a 28-25 escape from Houston. Ryan Tannehill a career-high tying 4 TD passes in that one. Meanwhile, most seasons over around the league this morning, which means coaches getting fired. Vic Fangio was first yesterday since the Broncos played on Saturday. Denver 11 games under 500 in Fangio's 3 seasons. Their playoff drought is now up to 6 years. An Australian judge has ruled in favor of Novak Djokovic. He has his visa and can freely enter the country, presumably to play the Aussie Open next week. However, that visa can still be canceled at any other time, so this drama is not completely done yet. We have also learned through the court proceedings that Djokovic tested positive for COVID back in mid-December and continued to make public appearances without a mask, so maybe he won the court battle, but he too is an idiot. In the NBA last night, Klay Thompson was back, 17 points, 20 minutes. The Warriors beat the Cavs 96-82, and the Grizzlies outscored the Lakers 127-119 for a franchise record 9th consecutive win. DA, back to you.
Thank you, Bogues. When we come back here on the show, Momentous Monday. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
Smiling like Little Mo every morning. It's a Momentous Monday.
Every day can be a better day despite the challenge. All you gotta do is leave it better than you found it. It's gonna get difficult to stand but hold your balance. I just say whatever cause there is no way you're round it.
I just think people should know that if you stay positive, everything will be fine. You just eat, drink, and breathe positive thoughts. That's all you gotta do, and everything will be good.
Today's story of inspiration in sports comes to us from Buffalo and Tre'Davious White. Tre'Davious was a first-round pick of the Bills in 2017, a corner who's one of their best standout defensive backs. Unfortunately for the Bills, he was lost to an ACL injury on Thanksgiving. Well, after the Bills clinched the AFC East yesterday, they held up his jersey at the press conference in honor of their fallen teammate. And the fans had even won better. Tre'Davious White has been one of the best guys in the community in Buffalo since he was drafted. Cares about people. He gets out there and helps out in the community. The people love him. When he went down with the ACL tear, Bills Mafia sprang into action. And this is where Bills Mafia is amazing. Laura McKee is the VP of the Mafia Babes. Okay, so that's a branch of the Bills Mafia. And she and her team started a social media campaign for every Bills fan to donate $27 to a food bank in his hometown of Shreveport, Louisiana. 27 representing his jersey number. Bills fans love Tre'Davious White. They wanted to give back to a guy that's given them so much in the community and obviously on the football field as well. And so within just a couple of days, Bills Mafia had raised more than $100,000 for the food bank in Shreveport. The executive director of the food bank in Northwest Louisiana says, "We appreciate Tre'Davious White's generosity and all he gives back to the community, but we are honored to have the support of the Bills Mafia. These donations came at a time when food insecurity for our neighbors is at an all-time high and our food inventory is low. Because of the pandemic, because it's the holidays, because a lot of people this time of year don't have a lot, the food bank turned every dollar donated, which was over $100,000, into $10 in food value. And every 27 bucks that a Bills Mafia fan donated provided food for 100 meals. So they got more than $1 million worth of food for the Northwest Louisiana Food Bank in honor of Tre'Davious White and him going down." McKee, who again runs the Bills Mafia Babes side of things, says, "Tre'Davious exemplifies everything it means for us to watch our Buffalo Bills. We wanted to show our appreciation for giving to a cause that's near and dear to our heart. And this is all about football truly is family, especially when you're a Bills fan." So Tre'Davious has been such a great guy. He spawned so many other moments of generosity and love from his teammates, to the community, to the fans. And because he was a great guy and is, he's out with an ACL tear for the season, he, in honor, helps out thousands of others. So I just love that story. The Bills clinched the AFC East yesterday by beating the Jets. They will host their arch nemesis, the Patriots, coming up this weekend, wild card weekend. And Bills Mafia also gets a home playoff game. Remember, last year, no fans of the building. And so they finally get the revelry and the shenanigans in the parking lot and in the stadium for a playoff game for the first time since the 90s. When we come back, woo, baby! Sunday Night Football, win and in, or tie and both in. And it came down to a walk-off. We'll talk about Chargers-Raiders next. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.